Waits on the porch like a rumor I paid for. Steal a tape and the promise of something I couldn't have ignored. $32 a month for the curated sensation of wanting and receiving in a seamless, frictionless rotation. It studied my abandoned carts and fed the hunger, and I lift the flap with the ceremony the designers intended. The tissue paper layered like a gift that never ended. A candle I won't burn, a card I'll read and set aside. A product claiming wellness for the particular void inside. I hold it charged up and feel the brief electric charge of acquisition in the wanting, always wanting, lose more large. Feed me, feed me, curate my. $32 for the ghost of a thrill. The box is the drug and the box is the bill. I unpack the future and find it the same. A different small object, an identical flame.
The thing about the box is not the contents, never was. It's the interval, the countdown to the day the brown truck does. It's slow liturgical, pass down the street and stops at mine. The tracking number advancing like the hand of a divine. An indifferent clock that measures out my month in shipping stages, in transit and out for delivery. In the turning of the pages of a life that needed parceling into arrival events, to feel like it was moving through its days with forward sense. I stacked the previous boxes in the second bedroom's corner. A cardboard archaeology, a monument to order. Placed over appetite, the record of 11 months. Defeating what I've never quite correctly named at once. Each box a strata marking where I was when it arrived. The cross-section of the specific hunger that survived. The opening, the tissue, the small card with the script, the candle. Landing on his particular step. Who needs the monthly proof that someone somewhere kept him in F, thinking long enough to wrap something in paper and address it with his name. Let modest momentary vapor of significance that dissipates before the box hits the bin. And the countdown to the next one quietly begins again. I subscribed in February and I canceled twice and came back, which tells you everything about the architecture of the lack. Distills a rather bracket free. The first without resolving feeds the mouth of one without the one itself dissolving. The candle smells of cedar and a season I can't place. The card says this month's box was curated with a special grace for people who appreciate the finer, slower things. I read it twice and feel the smart, ironic sting of being understood this accurately by a mailing list. I light the candle after all. Paper bound beside me in an Xbox already 3 weeks out and somewhere finding its way along the supply chain toward the step that's mine. And the wanting that it feeds is settled to a fine and functional simmer, which is all I'm asking for, not satiation. Just the monthly, manageable, curated brown box ration of the feeling that something is coming. Something addressed to me, something wrapped and waiting in the forward dark of next delivery.